Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, March 18th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office arrested a Davenport man on Tuesday after he committed an armed robbery within 2 hours of another robbery at two different 7-Eleven stores in Osceola County. Detectives located 28-year-old Victor Santana Ramos at his girlfriend's residence Tuesday afternoon, less than a week after the robberies. The Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to an armed robbery call on March 10th at about 5:04 a.m. at the 7-Eleven store at the intersection of Lake Wilson Road and Ronald Reagan Parkway in Davenport. Detectives learned that a similar armed robbery had occurred about a mile away at a 7-Eleven store on Osceola Polk Line Road in Osceola County at about 3 a.m. that same day. During an interview with detectives, Santana Ramos denied the allegations against him, saying that he is too smart to rob gas stations so close to his residence. Detectives then showed him a photo of one of his tattoos that was visible during the robbery, and he stated, "I'm guilty, you got me." Santana Ramos was transported to the Polk County Jail and charged with robbery with a firearm, armed burglary with assault, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and carrying a concealed firearm. These charges are related to the Polk County investigation only. He was also found to be on felony probation in Lorain County, Ohio, and currently has a warrant for his arrest in Cleveland, Ohio, for aggravated assault with a gun. Joshua Podhast has a local warrant for violation of probation for leaving the scene of an accident with injury. If you know of any information regarding Podhast's location, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. The City of Wauchula will be working on Florida Avenue Monday, March 15th through Friday, March 19th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Tree trimming has already taken place, and the transfer of wire to new poles will be taking place today. Please be cautious of our city workers in that area. We all play an important role in keeping Florida safe during spring break. Report suspicious activity to your local agency. Call 1-855-FLA-SAFE or download the Florida CSA app. Learn more about the indicators of suspicious activity at flcsay.org. The Hardy County Supervisor of Elections, Diane Smith, is pleased to announce a scholarship opportunity through the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, known as FSE. FSE will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have completed 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university. No postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendation must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections office, in which the applicant is registered to vote by March 26th. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections office, South Florida State College Wauchula campus, or Hardy Senior High School. Your local events tomorrow at the historic Wauchula City Hall. They will be playing the Tom Hanks classic Forrest Gump as part of their movie series. Admission is free. The location will vary between the historic City Hall Auditorium and Heritage Park in accordance with CDC guidelines. Your jobs here in Hardy County, expressly for you, is looking for a team member. Applicants must be at least 18 years old, have open availability, and they are capable of bending, twisting, standing, reaching, pulling, pushing, and lifting up to 40 pounds. Newsom Eye and Laser Center is looking for a patient greeter. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Plainview Healthcare is looking for a registered nurse. RN certification is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message if you have one. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 88, partly sunny. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds south-southwest at 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. The humidity is very humid, 66%. Dew point 70, cloud cover 44%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 21,600 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then becoming mostly sunny, windy with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With a House vote expected this month on an agricultural immigration bill, farm groups have renewed their support for the measure. The Farm Workforce Modernization Act intends to improve agricultural visa programs and accommodate immigrant farm employees already in the United States. It passed the House of Representatives in 2019, and sponsors have reintroduced it. Farm bureaus are calling the bill a top priority, and other farm groups have endorsed it. The USDA would be barred from allowing faster line speed at hog and poultry slaughter plants during the pandemic under companion bills filed in the House and Senate. According to Agriculture.com, a recent study by the National Employment Law Project says more meat and poultry workers died of COVID-19 during 2020 than from all other work-related deaths in the previous 15 years. Sponsors say the corporate meat packers pursued faster line speeds to protect their bottom lines at the expense of workers. The USDA published a Federal Register notice requesting public input on a climate-smart agriculture and forestry strategy. The order states America's farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners have an important role to play in combating the climate crisis and reducing greenhouse gas emissions by sequestering carbon in soils, grasses, trees, and other vegetation. The order directs Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to solicit input as USDA develops a climate-smart ag and forestry approach.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The University of Georgia is starting a virtual marketing series that is intended to help those who produce any type of agricultural commodity better reach their audience by developing a marketing plan. This course is taught by marketing professionals from the UGA Small Business Development Center and will be presented through an agricultural lens to keep the material relatable. With so many producers changing their business structure to include direct-to-consumer strategies, this series should help them succeed with this audience. Here is Brooklyn Wassel, a University of Georgia Extension agent in Pike County, on the purpose of the series.
The idea behind the series was to connect resources that are already available through UGA Extension and the Small Business Development Center with agricultural producers, because that connection's just not always made, especially with the Small Business Development Center.
For anyone interested in joining, all you have to do is email Brooklyn or go to the UGA Extension website.
So the series is completely free, and I should have stressed that from the beginning, but we do need everyone to register in order to receive the Zoom link. Anyone that's interested can email me to get that registration link. My email is bw25427@uga.edu, or you can go to the University of Georgia Extension Pike County Facebook page, or even the UGA Extension calendar and select Marketing for Ag Producers 2021.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The government's weekly jobs report is out. It shows that first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose 45,000 last week to 770,000.
It's a sign that layoffs remain high, even as much of the U.S. economy is steadily recovering from the coronavirus recession. The Labor Department report showed that jobless claims climbed from 725,000 the week before. The numbers have dropped since the depths of the recession last spring, but still show that employers in some industries continue to lay off workers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Wall Street stocks bounced between small gains and losses this morning after opening lower. The Fed predicts economic growth will accelerate this year along with inflation, but Fed Chairman Jerome Powell suggests that short-term interest rates will not rise, even if inflation should pick up later in the year. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Brooklyn Nets have pulled even with the Philadelphia 76ers atop the NBA's Eastern Conference at 28-13. James Harden carried the Nets to their 14th victory in 15 games, providing 40 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds at a 124-115 win at Indiana. Harden brought his team back from 15 down.
We did an unbelievable job defensively, just getting after it. Being down 15 points and, you know, on the road into a, you know, pretty solid team. You just kept fighting.
Milwaukee edged Philadelphia to overtime 109-105 as the Bucks rallied from 14 down to the second half. Cleveland ended a nine-game losing streak to Boston, beating the Celtics 117-110. Celtics coach Brad Stevens.
We got, I felt like, really good looks early, and the ball wasn't going in, and you could kind of see our shoulders slump.
Boston is back to 500 after losing 3 of 4. Draymond Green had a triple-double, leading Golden State to a 108-94 win over Houston. That's the Rockets' franchise record, 18th straight loss. This is Esser in Sports. Luka Doncic scored 42 points, leading Dallas past the LA Clippers 105-89. The Mavs have won 12 of 16. Sacramento beat Washington 121-119. It was Detroit 116, Toronto 112, San Antonio 106, Chicago 99, Denver 129, Charlotte 104, Memphis 89, Miami 85. In the NHL's most lopsided win of the season, the New York Rangers clobbered Philadelphia 9-0. Flyers forward Claude Giroux says they were simply horrible.
We lost a lot of battles the way we played. We didn't play the way we want to. No, I don't know what to tell you. It's embarrassing the way we played. The effort's got to be better.
Vancouver was a shootout winner over Ottawa, 3-2. Winnipeg overtime Montreal, 4-3. It was L.A. 4, St. Louis 1, Edmonton 7-3 over Calgary. Vegas 5, San Jose 4. Ralph Kruger has become the Buffalo Sabres' sixth coach to be fired in just over 8 calendar years, losing his job with the team at a 12-game losing streak. Assistant coach Dan Granato has been promoted to interim head coach. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, as long as there are tests, there will be prayer in schools. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.